Christians at? Where my Muslims at? Where my Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, cause water is wet. Where my healers at? My conscious beings at? Where my human beings with beating hearts?
We live in an amazing time right now where anybody pretty much who wants to can grow spiritually, emotionally, in any way they want to. And what our show has been focusing on is the teachings of various enlightened ones. We've been doing that for a few months now, focused primarily on the teachings of David Hawkins, Byron Katie, and Eckhart Tolle. All three of those are enlightened beings, and they all have websites. They're also all pretty incredible authors, so many of their books are actually available in the libraries because they're bestsellers, most of them. Each one of those teachers gives us very different ways to sort of get to the same place, which is that place of more inner peace, more vibrant physical health, more stable emotional health. And so when anyone asks me, you know, what's the best thing I could possibly be reading if I really want to grow, if I want to feel more peace, if I want to be more comfortable in my own self and my own life, my first recommendation is David Hawkins, who is an amazing being. The second is probably Eckhart Tolle and his books, especially the one that he did, the 10-week series with Oprah, where she did the videos, which are still available on her website, actually. And that book is called A New Earth. And then third would be Byron Katie, who actually gives a very, very simple way to question whatever your painful thoughts are, and then those thoughts can leave you alone. And then your life is less painful. All three of those teachers are quite amazing. And very clearly enlightened beings. If you want to know a little bit more about who I am, you can go to my website, louisadyer.com, and find out sort of my perspective. You can also go to the Facebook page for this show, which is called Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, and you can interact during or after the show. If you have questions or comments, suggestions, I would love to hear them. It makes it a lot more fun when people are interacting. And so tonight what we're going to be focusing on actually is the work of a woman who's quite amazing herself. And her name is Michelle Wright. And she has a nature research center called Paralandra that's in Virginia. And she's been doing this for quite a long time. And she has material that I haven't found anywhere else, and it really changed my connection and my communication with nature. And so Paralandra's website is actually paralandra-ltd.com. And on her website, she lists so many things, so many ways that you can take care of your own self. And she's a very big believer in everybody being responsible and taking care of themselves, that you don't really need a practitioner. You can do all of these things for yourself. And of course, if you don't want to do everything for yourself, there are people who use her materials and can assist you in that if you would like. There are a number of things she offers, and we're certainly not going to be able to talk about every one of them tonight, but I want to talk about a few of them. And let me just tell you some of the things she offers, first of all, so that you can sort of get an idea of the scope of what they do. Paralandra makes their own flower essences, which I'll talk about those a little bit more, what they are. They created this program called MAP, Medical Assistance Program, is what MAP, M-A-P, stands for. And it's a program whereby anybody can take care of their own health. And it's quite profound. We're going to talk a good deal more about MAP and flower essences tonight. She also has a lot of information about how to work in your vegetable garden, in your farm, anything that you're doing with nature, whether it's landscaping or growing your own garden or anything at all that where you are going to be in a cooperative relationship with nature, growing things, and she has just tons of material about how to do that and how to do that well. She also has material on something that she calls soil-less gardens, soilless, meaning things that we do that are not actually in soil, like any project, any enterprise at all that we're engaged in, whether that's something, you know, sort of intangible like a relationship or something much more concrete and tangible like a business. Whatever it is, she has tools that will help you communicate with nature and come into a co-creative partnership with nature so that whatever it is that you're doing, you have a lot of support in doing that. She calls that whole process of working with nature co-creative science. And she's written a wonderful book by that very name, Co-Creative Science, that sort of gives the nuts and the bolts of that whole program. And it's pretty fascinating stuff. She's also written a number of books about her own personal process and how she came to be in this, you know, sort of new, amazing sort of relationship with nature. And all of her books are just amazing to read. There's one called Behaving as If the God in All Life Mattered that will truly change your idea of what it is to be a human on this planet at this time. The other book that she wrote that's literally my favorite book is called Dancing in the Shadows of the Moon. And that's actually how I was introduced to Michelle's work. And that's sort of her personal story, but it's also her story of how she came to be in a relationship with nature. And that book is almost guaranteed to completely change your life. All of her books are amazing. She also has videos, so if you like watching something to get your information rather than reading a book, you can certainly do it that way. She used to do these open houses all the time, and people would actually go there, and she would do workshops. And then at some point, they realized how big the carbon footprint was for those open houses, and now she does the open houses as a virtual thing. She does them online. It's usually on a Saturday from like 12 to 4 or something like that. And they're really a whole lot of fun. People ask questions and Michelle actually answers them. So that's sort of a very broad overview of the things that Paralander offers. There's one more thing called microbial balancing, which is the most incredible way I've ever found personally of working with my own health. And the combination of her microbial balancing with her essences is actually how I take care of my own health, along with the MAP work and the WOW processing that is an energy psychology to deal with the emotional, sort of spiritual realm of things. And so there's just so much to talk about with Paralandra. And all of it is based on this communication with nature and this understanding of what nature is and what nature isn't. And Michelle talks about it in terms of nature intelligence. And so that's really what we're going to focus on here tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about what nature intelligence is and how to communicate with it. I'm going to talk a little bit about what the MAP work is and probably just get into an introduction of flower essences. And then we'll continue with talking about the flower essences next week. And the reason I want to do it that way is because the flower essences are such a big, it's like a completely different understanding of health and how the human body works to actually use flower essences for your health. And it's a big concept. So I want to sort of break it down into, you know, digestible pieces. And so I think we'll start with just Michelle's understanding of nature intelligence and what that is and what that isn't. And before we do that, I think we're going to hear just a little bit of music to sort of get us in the mood to hear, you know, some stuff that's really going to shift how we think about ourselves and specifically how we think about nature. Before I discovered Michelle's work, I had a real intense, I've always had a really beautiful, wonderful connection with nature. It saved my life, I'm absolutely sure, as a child. And it was more of a communion with and very supportive and nurturing. And I still have that, and I love that. But what I've learned from working with Michelle's work at Paralandra is that you can actually be in a co-creative relationship with nature intelligence. And that, let me tell you, is amazing. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. And before that, though, we're going to hear a little Billy McLaughlin, Into the Light, just to get us in the mood. Enjoy. So that was a nice little interlude. You're listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, a metaphysical author and counselor in Asheville, North Carolina. And our show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And for those just joining us, tonight we are talking about Michelle Wright of Paralandra and talking about all the different ways that she has co-created with nature to assist human health on every level of being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. That's actually one of the things that I really love about the Paralandra work. It's focused on help, but that is not just relegated to the physical. It's very clear that our health and our vitality and our sense of being alive and feeling well and whole is part of every part of us, you know. It's physical, but it's also emotional and mental, and it's also spiritual. And so all the different tools that are offered at Paralandra, and her website, by the way, is paralandra-ltd.com. All the tools offered there are done so with the knowledge that each one of us individually has the not only the capacity but the responsibility to take care of our own health on each one of those levels. And so all the tools that she lists there are doable by almost anyone, and some are easier than others. One of the things we're going to talk about tonight is something called MAP, M-A-P, that stands for Medical Assistance Program. And that's probably got the least learning curve of anything that Paralandra offers. Basically, you just have to read the book and do exactly what she says, and you suddenly have this incredible support team working with you around your health. We'll talk more about that in a moment. The way that she's come up with all of this is she runs what she calls Paralandra is a nature research center, and she is in a co-creative relationship with nature and has actually coined something called co-creative science. And it's that book is great, but all of her books are really quite amazing. And so what we're going to talk about first is Michelle's understanding of nature as I interpret it anyway. I don't mean to speak for her. I'll just talk about my understanding of nature from having read what Michelle has written and been working with it. I've been working with most of these Paralandra processes for about 10 years now. And all I can tell you is they've completely changed my understanding not only of nature, but my understanding of how my own being, my own system, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, how it all works together. It's her work has just really changed the way I view life. I mean, I could really say it that simply. And so her understanding, or let me just not talk about her understanding. She might not like that. My understanding of what nature intelligence really is, first of all, let's talk about what nature is. Basically, everything that is in form is nature. So whether you're talking about a tree or your body or the couch or the relationship that you're in or the thought that you're having or the feeling that you're having, all of those things have form, meaning they are vibrating slow enough to exist as matter. So everything that is in form, then, is nature. And nature actually holds the blueprint for whatever it is that exists in form. One way to think about that is that one of the ways that Michelle says it is that form is the order, organization, and life vitality. I mean, nature is the order, organization, and life vitality of form. And so if you ever want to know what to do about a particular thing to make something work or to make something happen or to shift or to come into balance, if there's ever anything you want to do with a particular something, then it makes a whole lot of sense to work with the intelligence that holds the blueprint for that something. And that's what nature is. Nature is the intelligence within form or behind form. And so if you want to know, you know, whatever it is you want to know about a form, the way you get that information is by connecting with the intelligence within that form that holds the blueprint for it. It's sort of a very different way to think about nature. And it's way more than we can talk about in one show to really give you a broader understanding of what nature is. Nature is definitely, you know, the cycles that we know, and nature is inherently balanced. That's the biggest benefit, I would say, of coming into a co-creative relationship with nature. Instead of trying to have dominion over nature, instead of trying to make things happen the way that we want them to, it's pretty clear that humans don't know a whole lot about balance. Nature is inherently balanced. And so when we come into a co-creative partnership with nature, then we are coming into a better balance than we've ever known before. And so nature is the intelligence within any form. And that intelligence, you know, it's an interesting thing to talk about, intelligence. Most of us, if we have a relationship with nature, we think of it as, you know, we think of nature as beautiful. We think of it as grand. We think of it as awe-inspiring. We think of it as comforting. I know I always have to just sit on the earth and feel that groundedness, that balance that is inherent in nature. That's very soothing and wonderful. And what Michelle Wright of Paralandra has done is take that, oh my goodness, so many steps further, and to actually communicate with the intelligence so that we can come into balance. And so I think that requires an understanding a little bit about what intelligence is and what specifically is nature intelligence. And so intelligence really is a dynamic that's, you know, it exists. It's way beyond the human brain. And because nature is the order, organization, and life vitality of all form, then it's accurate to say that nature plays a key role in the intelligence in all of life. And so what all form actually has in common is its intelligence. And intelligence is the organizing dynamic that actually provides the movement of soul through form. And it's a huge thing to talk about intelligence just itself. And to talk about nature intelligence, then you get to see that it's the organizing dynamic that is within all form. And so we can actually come into communication with that dynamic. And what Michelle does at Paralandra is give you all the tools that you need in order to communicate with and benefit from greatly this a co-creative relationship with nature intelligence. And what she calls this the intelligence within nature that holds the blueprint for form is Deva, D-E-V-A. So the Deva of, there's a Deva of anything that exists in form. There's a Deva of your body. There's a Deva of the tree you might be looking at. There's a Deva of the relationship you're in. There's a Deva of the work you're doing. Everything that exists in form has a Deva, and you can communicate with that to find out anything it is you want to know about that form. And so rather than get into talking about all the specifics of how to do that, we might do that at a later date. I just wanted to sort of give you a big idea of how vast nature intelligence is and how balanced it is, so that there's never a lack of ability. Well, maybe not ability. The ability is something you have to develop, but there's never a lack of information available to any of us about anything. I mean, David Hawkins talks about that a great deal when he talks about all truth is knowable and the whole Power versus Force series that David Hawkins wrote. That's really one of the primary understandings in those books, is that all truth is knowable. The work that Michelle Wright does is another way of actually accessing that truth, working with the intelligence within whatever the form is. And so that intelligence within nature is what Michelle has called on to create this program that she calls MAP, M-A-P. And just so you know, before I get any further, Paralandra does have a question hotline. It's open on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. And they're really incredible there. They'll answer all your questions. They'll help you get started. They can help you figure out what's, you know, what's going to work with you and for you without overwhelming you. And I'm going to give you their question hotline number, and I'll give it again in a little while in case you don't get the whole thing. But it's 540-937-3679. Again, that's Paralandra's question hotline. That's open on Wednesdays from 10 to 8 Eastern. And the number again is 540-937-3679. And she developed, Michelle Wright, developed this thing called MAP, the Medical Assistance Program. It is amazing. I just have to tell you that I have used it. I've turned a lot of clients on to it, and they use it, and it really is amazing. Basically, it's the result of 7 years of research and work at Paralandra with nature and with what Michelle calls the White Brotherhood. I'll talk about that more in just a minute. The program is easy. Almost anyone can do it. And what it really is it's a comprehensive medical program that addresses your general health. It addresses any specific illness, disease, condition, any injuries, whether they're serious or whether they're small. It addresses mental health, emotional health, really addresses your overall well-being. What it really is a program that connects you with the medical unit of the White Brotherhood, where we're each assigned a team of physicians whose expertise is what you need. It's like you're assigned a very specific team based on whatever your individual needs are. And the only things that's required to do the program is the book and your willingness to follow the directions. It really is very, very simple. And you can have high quality care at no charge. And I want to talk just a moment about this name, the White Brotherhood. That's just a name that humans have given to this group of souls. Paralandra did not coin that name. It's been used by humans for centuries. And it was coined by folks who first began to work with this group. It's not even a name that the group chose for itself. It's a name that humans chose for it. What the name White Brotherhood actually means is it sort of maintains the intent and the integrity of the group, meaning that white signifies all the rays of the light spectrum, and brotherhood refers to not only the family of people, but also the family of all light. All life, I'm sorry, the family of all life. And so, just so you know, the White Brotherhood includes men and women, and they can outdo us any day when it comes to color, according to Michelle. And so, what I would like to say about that is that name, White Brotherhood, is a group of souls. It's a collection of souls that varies over time. And my understanding of them is that some of them have been incarnated in physical lives. Some of them have not. Some of them are incarnated right now. I think most of them are not, but I don't know that for sure. But each and every one of those souls has as a soul's purpose to focus on the evolution of human growth and development. Each of those souls has it as a soul's purpose to help humanity in some way. And so there are parts of the, well, I have to stop there for a minute. What she calls the White Brotherhood, I call the Great Light Collective. Because, you know, you have to do the map exactly as Michelle says. You really have to do the steps exactly as she says, or you will not do it correctly and it will not work. However, once you connect with them and once you do it just the way she says, what I've discovered and other people have told me they've discovered is that you can call them anything you would like. And so after I set it up the first time exactly the way Michelle says to do it in the map book, I let them know that I was not comfortable with that name, the White Brotherhood. To me, that felt sexist, it felt racist, and I couldn't go there. And so we had a conversation about who are they and what they do. And out of that, I developed the name for them called Great Light collective because they're focused on the light. They're all very focused on the light and moving humanity more and more into the light. And they are a collective of souls. And they vibrate quite highly on David Hawkins' scale of consciousness. They definitely calibrate over the level of unconditional love. So somewhere in the high 500s, every time I've calibrated them, according to Hawkins' map of consciousness. And so they're a very high vibration group. And so what the map team is, it's a combination of a connection between very specific nature energies and very specific human energies, one of which is the Great Light Collective or the White Brotherhood and your high self. And then on the other side are two nature points, the Deva of healing and Pan. And I'm not going to get into talking about what that is because you really cannot do MAP without reading the book. It's absolutely imperative. So if you're interested in taking care of your health in a very new way, in something that has very little learning curve, I highly recommend the MAP program. It is quite phenomenal. I have seen it do just amazing, amazing things. I will tell you one little story about my own experience. When I first began using MAP, I actually had pneumonia. I had walking pneumonia and had been prescribed some intense heavy-duty antibiotics, which I did not want to take. And so I had been sort of, I had already done the what's called the scanning session, which you have to do before you actually do a regular MAP session. And I had already done that, but I had been procrastinating about doing the first MAP session because I was a little nervous about it. But then when I realized that, you know, I had walking pneumonia and they wanted me to do all these antibiotics, I thought, okay, well, let's see what the MAP team can do. And I will tell you what they did. They cleared my walking pneumonia. It took 24 hours. It was amazing. And I became a believer right away. And so that's all I'm going to say about MAP. Again, that stands for Medical Assistance Program. It has a very, very, very low learning curve. Almost anybody can do it if you can read and follow instructions. And it's a way that you can have an incredible support team. That's the most amazing thing about working with MAP, is suddenly you have access to all this information that you did not have access to before. And you have access to this support. And I don't think you could ever feel alone again. Once you really have a good MAP team, you have a good connection with your MAP team. And so that's all I'm going to say about MAP. Amazing medical assistance program for your health and vitality, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Just amazing. And again, you can find that information at the Paralanders website, which is paralander-ltd.com. And the woman who wrote it is Michelle Wright of Paralandra. And I think now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about flower essences and just how that is a completely different way of looking at health. And so before we make that switch into flower essences, we're going to do a little bit of just another little tiny musical interlude. This is one of my favorite songs by Ry Cooder, Highway 23. Enjoy. little musical interlude. You're listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, a metaphysical counselor and author in Asheville, North Carolina. And our show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. For those of you who might just be joining us, we are talking about Michelle Wright of Paralandra today. And if you would like to check out their website, it is paralandra-ltd.com. And Paralandra has many, many, many amazing tools so that you can actually be responsible for taking care of your own health. And that's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Amazing work. Paralandra is actually a nature research center, and all of their offerings come out of this really phenomenal co-creative relationship with nature intelligence. And so we've talked a little bit about what nature is and what nature intelligence is. And we've talked about MAP, which stands for Medical Assistance Program, which is a very simple thing to learn how to do. You read a book, you follow instructions, and you suddenly have a medical team, a pretty amazing medical team working with you. And I have personally used it to address all kinds of things. One time I actually had a severe migraine, which anybody who has those knows sometimes it can take 3 days to get over it. And I got rid of a very severe migraine headache in 20 minutes using the MAP team and Paralandra's ETS, which is an essence solution. ETS stands for Emergency Trauma Solution. And anybody who might be familiar with Bach flower remedies, a lot of people have heard of Rescue Remedy. And I think of Paralandra's ETS as Rescue Remedy times 100. And I use it all the time. I use it with all my clients, pretty much. I use it for a lot of different things. If there was one thing you were going to buy from Paralandra, besides the MAP book, I would recommend, just to get you started, is the Paralandra ETS. Because what it really helps your electrical system come back into a balance, which is what has to happen before any healing can happen. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about here. We're going to talk about flower essences. And the way that flower essences work is through the electrical system of the body. And so using flower essences as a way to deal with your health sort of requires a reorganizing of what health means and how to keep yourself healthy. And first of all, let me just say a little bit about what flower essences are. They are what the name says, although most of us can't quite grasp that right away. They are the essence of particular flowers or particular substances. Usually it's flowers. It's not herbal. It's not an oil. A lot of times when I tell people that I'm a flower essence practitioner, they think that I'm going to be using essential oils. Essential oils are not flower essences. Flower essences are not essential oils. Flower essences are literally the essence of a particular flower, and they are preserved. From Paralandra, they're either preserved in a brandy, a 25% brandy solution, or a vinegar solution. For those people who can't tolerate the alcohol for whatever reason, they're also preserved in vinegar. And there's really no herbal something. So there's nothing to be allergic to in the flower essences. And they're just drops. You just put drops of them on your tongue. And that's how you take them. And that's what they are. Paralandra makes their own flower essences. And I've used essences for probably 25 years at least. And I've tried a lot of different flower essences. And I can honestly tell you that in my experience, Paralandra's essences they're the best that I've ever tried. They're very pure, they're very clean, they're very potent. Since I started using Paralandra's essences, I've actually gotten rid of all the other essences that I had used for years before that, because I think they're really amazing. There's like 50 something in the whole set, and I use them all. And different ones are used for different things. But usually the way that I use the essences is whatever it is I'm working with, you make an essence solution. And I use kinesiology to know what that solution is going to be. And then you put those together, and that's a solution, a flower essence solution for whatever the issue is. And just so you have an idea that we're not just talking hocus pocus here, I'll just give you a couple of examples of how I've seen flower essences work. The first thing that comes to mind is, maybe 6 months or a year ago, I had a client who told me, she came in and said she had hurt her back that day. And I tested her, and her body said that the flower essences would be helpful. So we made her an essence solution for her back that had gone out. And she actually let me know the very next day that when she started taking those, her back was completely fine. And so, it's like sometimes it happens really, really fast like that. Sometimes it takes longer. I've seen them used to deal with emotional issues, with depression. I've seen them used to deal with really physical things like, ingrown toenails or warts or burns. I use them all the time for people for physical health issues, but also for emotional and mental and spiritual health issues. And so they're really powerful. If you want to start using flower essences, though, I would say that there is a learning curve. It's not like MAP, where all you have to do is read the book and follow the instructions and you can do it. There's definitely a learning curve with the flower essences. But in terms of the Paralandra tools, they're probably the next easiest thing to use after MAP. The ETS itself is totally easy. There's no learning curve with that. And if I were going to be just starting out with something, I would get the MAP book and the ETS Plus, because those two really work well together, and there's no learning curve for either of them. The flower essences, I've been using flower essences for probably close to 30 years. Boy. But I've been using the Paralandra ones for 10 or so, and I'm still learning new things all the time. But you just start using them, and they're very easy. It's almost like they teach you as you go along. But anyway, the way flower essences work, you have to understand what about the human body, including our thoughts and our feelings, because thoughts and feelings are also form, And so the human body has within it and surrounding it an electrical network. And when we are actually experiencing health, then that electrical network is balanced and it's fully connected. But when something in our life or in our environment compromises the balance, then the electrical system responds by either short-circuiting or overloading. And it's that imbalance in the electrical system that immediately impacts our central nervous system, and it sets up this domino effect within the body. And that can lead to illness. You get a cold or a headache or an allergy pops up or a migraine, or we get back pain or the neck goes out, or we get seriously ill. What Paralandra essences do is they work directly with the electrical system. And by taking the correct essences, what we're doing is we're balancing and stabilizing and actually repairing the damaged electrical circuits, and we stop that domino effect that leads to the illness. And if we don't take the essences and we do wind up getting ill in some way, then taking the essences will actually balance and stabilize and repair the body's electrical circuits while the body gets on with the business of dealing with whatever the problem was. And so when we assist whatever's going on with us with flower essences, what happens is our recovery time gets drastically reduced. One of the things that Michelle does is she writes up these various papers that come out of the co-creative sessions that she has with nature. And she has this one paper that's called The Importance of the Biological Electrical System in Repair, Balancing, and Health. And this comes from nature through Michelle. And I just want to read a little bit of it, just so you get an idea of what we're really talking about here with flower essences. This is what nature says. The physical electrical grid is the most potent healing and repair mechanism in the body. It functions well in dramatic ways because it both rebalances and revitalizes the body on molecular levels, from which the rest of the physical elements and systems follow. And it is the operating bridge between the physical body and the human soul. It is the primary system for marrying the soul and the body into one cohesive functioning unit. When one balances and or repairs the electrical system, one balances and repairs the body's ability to organically function and its ability to maintain the inflow and outflow dynamic between body and soul. Now that's a lot. That's pretty profound. I mean, that's kind of intellectual. I know it's hard to follow. But basically the idea is that the physical electrical grid that surrounds us is what determines our health. And that's what flower essences address. Flower essences address that electrical grid. And that's what we're doing when we're using flower essences, is we are, and you figure out what essences to use by doing kinesiology, which is a very simple thing to do. And actually, Michelle, in the MAP book, tells you how to do kinesiology. There's a number of different ways to actually learn how to do kinesiology. In David Hawkins' books, I know in Power versus Force, I think in all of his books, actually, he teaches also how to do kinesiology, because that's how you can find out the truth about anything, is through kinesiology. And if you go online and you Google kinesiology or muscle testing, that's what kinesiology is, you will discover that there are whole schools that are dedicated to learning how to do that correctly, learning how to use it correctly. Because what we explored in one show a couple months back was that actually it's how we frame a question that determines whether we're going to get an accurate answer or not. And that's going to always be true. And so that's how flower essences are used, or that's how you decide which essences to use, is you use kinesiology or muscle testing. And there are a lot of ways to do that, and it's actually fairly easy. And most people can learn how to do that. And so that's what flower essences are doing, is they're addressing this electrical grid that surrounds the human body. And actually, there is an electrical field around everything that exists in form. I don't know, 20-something years ago, Curlian photography, I think was what it was called, showed how you could take pictures where you could see the light, the field around plants and different things. That's the electrical field. And whether you're talking about an electron inside a cell in your body, or whether you're talking about your whole body, or whether you're talking about a tree, or even the couch sitting in your living room, everything that exists in form has an electrical field around it. And so flower essences, the way that they can work, not only on the physical body, but with the emotional and the mental and the spiritual bodies, is because every thought, every feeling has an electrical field around it. Every neuron that fires in our brain, that's an electrical impulse. And so that's what flower essences are doing, is working specifically with those that whole electrical grid and bringing it back into balance. And so the Perilandra essences specifically, I want to say a little bit more about them, because I have been using them for about a decade now, and they're really the best that I've found of all the essences. And I have tried a bunch, and there's a lot of different. There's probably, I wouldn't even want to guess, at least 200, 300 different brands of flower essences out there. And so if you're using an essence, a particular type of flower essence that you really like, that works for you, then I think that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But I would also recommend that you at least try the Paralander ETS, because it really is like Rescue Remedy times 100. But anyway, the Paralander essences are something that have just been sort of a natural development that have gone on in all the work that Michelle has done in her co-creative partnership with nature. And they're actually produced from the flowers and the vegetables and the herbs that are grown in the Paralander garden. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what she says, how she does them. She says that that her essences are water-based tinctures that have been infused with specific balancing patterns derived from the petals of the plants. The tinctures go through a final stabilization inside the Genesa crystal that sits in the center of her garden, and they're bottled in a concentrate form in pharmaceutical dropper bottles that make it easy for you to just use one drop of a needed essence on your tongue, or several drops in a glass of water if you just would rather sip it than take the essence itself. And I'm going to read you the little quote. This is straight off of Michelle's website. She says, "We feel that through these Paralander essences, we at Paralander are able to share the extraordinary vitality and power that has resulted from Michelle's 30 years working with nature in the Paralander garden. In using the essences, we establish another partnership with nature, this one focused on our health, balance, and well-being." And so that's basically how the flower essences work. I want to talk a lot more about this electrical field that is the basis of whether we feel good or whether we don't, because it's the bridge. It's the bridging dynamic, if you will, between the body and the soul. And it is absolutely vital for the body's ability to function well and to be in balance and to feel whole. Because if that electrical system is not balanced, then the body's not receiving the soul's input very well. And so we don't get to feel the wholeness that we would feel if we had that. And so flower essences are definitely working on the physical level, and I use them a lot for physical things. But I really wanted to get across the concept that they're really working at the soul level. They're really working at the emotional and the mental levels as well as the physical. But it's the repairing of that soul dynamic as it impacts us in our physical selves that I think is the real power in the flower essences and why they work so amazingly, and how they work so fast sometimes to address all those different levels of being. And so I think we're going to talk a good deal more about the human electrical system and how we can better take care of it. But the one thing I want to say in closing is, until you get your flower essences, or until you get the map book, or until you get the ETS, the things that we talked about last week of how to bring the electrical system into balance, I'm just going to remind you of. That is the thymus thump. That brings the electrical system back into balance. That is the duck's beak exercise. That brings the electrical system back into balance. Alternate nostril breathing actually balances both hemispheres of the brain, which helps to bring the electrical system back into balance. And those are all actually listed. The descriptions of those are on the WOW website, thewowprocess.com. If you want to see a written description of those three things, you can just look there. And so we are amazingly out of time again. I don't know how that happened so fast. I just want to let you know that you are listening to UR Radio. Our show is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And we're here every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern. And I really hope you join us. And you can go to the Facebook page, Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio, to interact during and after the show. And I look forward to connecting with you there. Again, this is Louisa Dyer, and I'll see you next week. Take good care, and good night.
Where my soldiers at? Where my presidents and citizens and all their jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. Farmers at, my corporations at, where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at, where my mothers at, where my fathers at, where my human beings with beating hearts. Let's rock this track. I know that we can do it, we can change the world.
Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said?